The National Institutes of Health has new guidelines on stem cell research. One thing hasn't changed, and that's a ban on using federal dollars to create new human embryonic stem cell lines. That ban has been in place for nearly 15 years. Congress and President Obama have shown little interest in changing it. So that leaves new lines to be created in the private sector or in the states. But it's expensive, and few researchers are doing it. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney reports.
Here's the prologue to this story. In 2001, President Bush, who opposed human embryonic stem cell research, limited federal funding to less than two dozen stem cell lines then in existence. Scientists chafed at the new rules, and the pace of the research slowed. When President Obama took office, he lifted most of the Bush-era restrictions. Scientists can now use federal funds to study any human embryonic stem cell line, and there are hundreds, as long as the lines meet certain ethical standards. The National Institutes of Health laid out those standards last week. Researchers can only work on lines derived from embryos that would have been discarded anyway after in vitro fertilization and from donors who give consent. Most scientists applauded the news. But Susan Fisher, a leading stem cell researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, says there is still a significant barrier to stem cell research.
The new regulations have done absolutely nothing to change our ability to make those cell lines.
Fisher made many of the lines that other scientists will now be able to study, and she did it without any federal money. That's because Congress has long banned the use of government funds for any research that involves destroying a human embryo, and the new Obama guidelines haven't changed that. In other words, scientists can now use NIH money to study human embryonic stem cell lines, but only after someone else has already paid to make them. And deriving a new cell line is expensive, says Fisher. It's an intricate, highly specialized process that involves careful oversight, pricey lab materials, and clinical expertise.
So when you come right down to the bottom line, it really takes millions of dollars to derive and bank and distribute new stem cell lines.
Just a handful of labs in the U.S. make new human embryonic stem cell lines. Most of them are in California. That's because California voters agreed to spend $3 billion funding the kind of research that President Bush had restricted. Though there are no hard numbers, the state appears to be the nation's largest source of funding for making embryonic stem cell lines. But with hundreds of lines already made, why do scientists need to make more? UCSF's Susan Fisher says one reason is the cell lines are finicky.
Most investigators now think that human embryonic stem cells that have been in culture for extended periods of time accumulate errors. It's almost like a hard drive that pretty soon it becomes useless.
But opponents of this kind of research argue there are other ways to create cell lines without destroying embryos. And indeed, stem cell researchers are in a bit of a frenzy over the discovery of what are called induced pluripotent stem cells. They're made from adult skin cells that, with a bit of chemical jujitsu, can be turned back into an embryonic-like state. The director of UCSF's stem cell program, Arnold Kriegstein, says much is yet to be learned about these modified cells.
And in the end, you may wind up with a cell type that doesn't really resemble what that cell type was like in the original patient. We just don't know enough about that yet. Embryonic stem cells give a much more faithful representation of what those cell types are. And so at this point, they still remain the gold standard that we have to compare these newer cell lines to.
With the Bush-era restrictions lifted, Kriegstein says scientists around the country are anxious to get their hands on the cell lines UCSF is creating. Indeed, Susan Fisher says her phone hasn't stopped ringing. But with Congress seemingly uninterested in lifting the ban on federal support for research that directly destroys embryos, California taxpayers will continue to foot the bill. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.